The misty mountains cold, cool dungeons deep in caverns cold.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy, or are you gonna bite?
Yeah, yeah.
There are several sacred things in this world that you don't ever mess with. One of them happens to be another man's fries. Now you remember that, and you'll live a long and healthy life.
Just us, the cameras, and those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Science fiction, the wave of the future.
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, could find a little action.
Bye.
Yeah.
Welcome to Comic-Con.
Damn, Lou Diamond Phillips was Filipino the whole time?
Yeah. What'd you think he was? You thought he was Native American, didn't you? It's okay.
No, I thought he was Latino.
Oh, okay. He did play the La Bamba, I mean.
Right. He was La Bamba, so I always thought he was Latino.
And he played Native Americans in a lot of movies, too.
He did.
You know,
he was typecasted.
I thought he was Native American for the longest time.
It was some cool movie back in, like, maybe 95 that I'm thinking about that I thought Cisco was an actor. Was with Lou Diamond Phillips. I can't think. I thought it had like Marky Mark in it, or with Mark Wahlberg. And
I mean, we could Google it right now or IMDb it, but what's the fun of that?
I cannot think of it. Oh, well.
That's right, folks. That's what this show is all about.
It'll come and then it'll go. You know, who knows? You know?
Why take the time? We don't have like a Johnny. Hey, Johnny, can you get the lights on? We need a production crew. We need a production crew to look up credits. Right. IMDb. You know, that's what we need.
The big hit.
Of the course big hit. How could the I forget hit. Marky Mark,
that was a colorful movie.
Marky Mark,
the big hit. That was a good movie for its time. That's 98 97.
Lou Diamond Phillips was in that shit.
Yeah, and that was cool as hell,
dude. That was a great movie. It was funny. Remember when they got the trace buster to bust the trace on a call? Right. And they were like, we got the trace buster.
What were they?
They were hitmen.
Were they hitmen? I thought they were bank robbers.
No, they were hitmen. And this was supposed to be like his last job. And he wanted out.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
And then the in-laws were in town and they find out. And it turns into a comedy.
Holy shit.
Right.
Joe Sabato Jr. was in this thing.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of people. Christina Applegate.
Very colorful cast. And I think that was my first time seeing her outside of Married with Children.
Don't sleep on that. Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead now.
I think I only took that one ride. And that was when I was a kid. Yeah.
Dude, you can't sleep on that one. The dishes are done, dude. They were fucking shooting the dishes off the
Because it was either that for me or Suburban Commando.
Let's talk about it. He was frozen today, you know? Suburban You nod with that nod of just that just nod of disdain, like, what were they doing? You know, we watched
it. It worked.
Yeah,
it worked. That was the time for those movies.
That was the time. Christopher Lloyd, baby. Who was he fighting? He was from the future, right? He came to the present.
Was he from the future?
Yeah.
He was from the future.
He was from the future. And then remember he like destroys that guy's truck and he's like, what are you gonna do? Fight me? And he's like, nah, man, it's the '90s. We're gonna sue you. Because everybody sued everybody.
And I think that came out right around the same time that Secret of the Ooze came out. And I remember that kind of being previewed in the Secret of the Ooze previews or something like that.
I feel like that was around
the
same time.
If you had the VHS.
I feel like that's fair. Secret of the Ooze, Surf Ninjas, Suburban
Surf
Commando.
Ninjas, right. Yeah.
And all that shit. And I'm glad we're talking about all this because I have nothing remotely interesting to talking about tonight. I got no topic. I got some notes. You know, I thought it would be worth discussing, but this show is just going to be a fucking free for all. It's going to be like you walk into a room and somebody says, hey, will you bang my wife and watch? That kind of thing. you know?
No complaints from anybody or that we can read?
Well, complaints, not so much complaints, more or less show suggestions, topics.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? News.
Ah.
There's been some news, light news, you know, stuff like that. So this could just be a catch-all.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, you know, I can't go into all that without asking how you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how the fuck are you, my Monomoto, doing? We've been hitting and missing each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Trying mm-hmm. to line shit up, and it's just not working. We're proud papas.
You got family events. You catch folks right during Labor Day weekend.
I know. That's what I do.
Hey, you catch folks during Labor Day weekend, and I got events. Can't pull away. It's hard to pull away.
Family barbecues, you know?
Right. You got to show people around the DMV, and it's too hot, man. It's hot.
It's so hot.
It's hot. Is it hot where you are now?
It is hot, even all the way up here.
Are you going to give a location, or are you afraid of the kamikazes? They'll come reach out.
You know, I already put my address out on Front Street. No.
Are there any Penn State kanzis out there?
Are there any penal state kanzis right. out there?
Right.
Where I am, I'm kind of up in the hills, so to speak, in the Palisades where Bruce Wayne resides. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, a lot of farmland.
Okay.
Not that really cools a lot of things down. So, yeah, it's hot. It's hot.
You got Amish.
You got Amish. You got Mennonites. I've seen
you
a few.
You got Amish there.
I've seen a lot of Mennonites. The Amish are a little bit further east.
Okay.
Yeah.
How can you tell the difference?
Well, the Mennonites are allowed to drive and use cell phones.
Okay. But they still dress like the Amish.
They still dress like Amish. In fact, we drove past a bushel of them the other day. I'm going to go ahead and say bushel. A gaggle, if you will. And they were hanging up their clothes on the clothesline. And it was a sight to see. And not only that, but just the hinterlands, man. I mean, I'm out here in farmland. I can see the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Is there, so you said the Mennonites can drive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is there a particular vehicle they can drive, or they can drive whatever?
I think they can drive whatever, but I mean, I see minivans. I mean, these guys aren't.
So the distinction is, if you see an Amish person in a BMW, that's a Mennonite. If you see an Amish person in a horse and carriage, that's an Amish person.
That's an Amish person, correct, okay. Correct. Although all the markets in town have parking for said horse and carriage.
The carriage, the horse
right.
and buggy.
Okay. Right. Specifically marked for horse and carriage.
Ah, okay. So there is a part-time job there that I hear you talking about right now. And that is a shit cleaner of the streets. Is that mm-hmm. true?
I'm sure
it's
there
a dirty
is.
Dirty job.
But somebody's got to do it. I'll tell you, it is clean up
Shout
here.
Shout out to Mike Rowe.
It is clean.
It is very clean.
It's very clean up here. The air is clean. The air is crisper. There's not as many meth heads from my previous location.
Is that a jab to your prior place of residence in the burg of Fredericks?
I think, you know, it is what it is. I think you get what happens is I think you get overpopulation.
Like a political answer coming.
I think what you get is overpopulation like anything else.
Ah, know? Okay.
Now, I have a lot of ties to, I'll say it, I have a lot of ties to Fredericksburg, you know, mm-hmm. went to high school there, stomping grounds and all that. My folks lived there for many, many years, got a lot of ties there, a lot of connections. This really is a political answer. But over time, as you start raising your family, we talk about this, your priorities change a little bit. You start seeing things differently.
The economy goes down.
They it got a little weird. Fredericksburg got a little weird. I don't know how else to describe it. There's 30,000 people in that area alone, which is way too many people for that area. So you have the traffic, you have services are overwhelmed and overloaded. So there's trash in the streets. There's fucking humanoid chud creatures roaming the sewerways. Fucking limberous meth heads, you know, kind of crawling along the fucking. I mean, it is what it is, you know. Mm.
And this is within the last...
I would say within the last 10 years, it's gotten very, very weird, progressive. Maybe even the last 5 years, especially since COVID.
Hmm.
COVID did something to a lot of places.
And you're talking directly to Catherine Greenlaw,
mm-hmm.
the mayor of Fredericksburg right now.
Is she really? Is that really the mayor? I have no idea. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. You looked that up, huh?
You're talking to the Honorable Miss Greenlaw. Office hours are she's open 24 hours.
She's open for business.
Yes. The mayor's office is open 24 hours.
Okay. So for the folks that might know or maybe don't know that live across the country or overseas, you know, I used to live about 60 miles south of D.C., our nation's capital. Now, that creates it's in itself its own problem with traffic and commuting. But that was the deal back in the 90s. That's why my folks moved there. Mm-hmm. That's what you did. You moved further away from the city to get a better, you know, plot of land for an affordable price, you know, and it wasn't fucking as crazy and as overwhelmed and as packed as it is now. And that's what happens. Urban sprawl. And then everybody moves out to the country, I think, you know. I think when you're young, you do want to be on top of everybody. You want to be in the cities. You want to be in somebody's soup. You want to be living the nightlife. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you get older, like me, and your old man Stevens, you got baby boy in a weekly podcast. You just want to take it easy.
You know, you don't want to see those meth heads and that overcrowding.
Yeah, the
possibility of Soylent Green coming to Fredericksburg.
It felt a lot like Soylent Green.
Just starting you go to your like... apartment. And you're just walking over folks. Hey, get the fuck off me.
You know. I started wearing a scarf like Charlton Heston.
Wear a scarf, get a nice slab of steak.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it was time for a change.
You're right next to Philly. Is that correct?
I'm about 2 hours away.
About 2 hours away from
Philly. Yeah, I'm Southern Pennsylvania, so I'm like right across the Maryland state line. Yeah, I'll tell the folks exactly where I am. You know.
What power company were you at? What power company are you with? No.
I think it's what is it? The PNNL or something like that? Pennsylvania Power and Lighting.
Okay.
Something like that, yeah. All right. My address is
657 West Addison. So new future. So this is really your first time
out of Virginia.
Leaving Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
your whole life.
A lot of my life. Before when we came back from overseas, moved to the States, it was Virginia, Virginia, Virginia. I lived in Richmond when I went to college. I lived in Northern Virginia and Alexandria for a while, but all up and down Virginia.
Hard to give up the Confederacy, huh?
Well, I guess they lost badly, didn't they? You know, and it's funny you say that because there's a flag in my just down the street from where our neighborhood is, and you see it and you go, even all the way up here, guys? Come on, guys. There's a lot less of them than down there, but still, I was surprised to see it even. Hanging out at all. You know?
Giving up that old Johnny Reb.
What is it about those Johnny Rebs, you know?
Oh, that Johnny Reb.
Now, do you honestly believe those Johnny Rebs have an understanding of history?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you ask some of those old fucks, I'm not talking about these new generation of nationalists and stuff. You ask them old folks, they know their history.
Yeah.
And they know why they went to war.
They know why, but and will they be flat out honest?
They'd be flat out honest, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're not going to lie through their teeth and tell me the Civil War wasn't about slavery.
Nope. Okay. Nope. Nope. Not tell you. Those are the new guys. The new guys will tell you that. Yeah. The new guys tell you that.
Yeah.
Those old Johnny Rebs, they'll tell you.
You know, I'm glad we're talking about this because this is
they
why,
know why.
This is why people subscribe to the podcast. Mm. I don't want to lump my line with these guys, but I just got to say something.
But you are.
I got
like you are.
No, hold on. I wanted to pick your brain about this, actually. I wasn't going to do this on the podcast.
Holy shit.
But actually.
Because you could have said, I don't want to lump a relative. And then she said, well, I don't want to lump my.
Well, no, let me just say this. Let me just say this real quick. Because I can always take that part out. But let's start over.
It's in your heart.
Let's start over.
No.
Because I talked about this with the wife too. When somebody says to you, man, this country has never been worse. I've never seen it this bad in my lifetime. Mind you, this is probably coming from a person who probably grew up in the, you know, 40s, 50s time frame. A little younger than my dad. And when I hear people, especially older people, like say that kind of thing, I have to wonder, are they truly gauging any of the turmoil we went through and or the accomplishments we've gained as a society since then? You know, like just something as simple as schools are no longer segregated, you know, people have more voting rights, you know. I mean, I know that there's some shit going on. Trust me, I'm not blind to it. But I have to soak that in. So that's what I wanted to pick your brain about. So, you know, we start. Do you feel that? Do you sense, get a sense of that, or do you think it's just people are only gauging that, basing that off of what they see on whatever platform they're watching time and time again? You know,
I mean,
maybe I'm an optimistic. I don't know. Maybe I'm naive, but I feel like we've come a long way.
I believe your f***ing was right. You know, I believe he's right.
It's never been
more worse. Like now, you know, he grew up watching Leave It to Beaver, and now look what he has now. He has to, you know, grow up and watch RuPaul's Drag Race, you know, on Tuesday nights, you know.
He may have touched on that whole movement. So you're kind of hitting the nail on the head, and you haven't even met him.
Oh wow!
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I have a hard time. I mean, I'm not the kind of guy that's going to sit there and, like, you know, go toe to toe with a relative over some shit. Because some folks, especially when they reach a certain age, they're so set in their ways, and there's only so much you can say to the point where you're just blue in the face and you're just talking to a wall anyway. You know, some people have their convictions, especially when you get older, you have your convictions, and that's just, it is what it is, you know? But, and I guess I would be feeling the same way too, if I was watching a certain news station 24 hours a day where people are yelling and pointing out, you know, the drag queens are invading our schools and the Mexicans are taking over the, you know, all this stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's an accurate lens, but at least I can look, I can try to understand where someone's coming from if that's the only lens they're using. Does that make sense? And again, this is why people subscribe to the podcast.
In a way, yeah. Like, change is hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so when you're coming up and you're flourishing and the way of life is thriving for you the way it is, and then all of a sudden here come this open-mindedness and this woke movement, it throws off things. It throws off that traditional conservative view. But that's the world has to turn.
So. Before the term became what it was, though, weren't we all, I mean, when I say we, I mean us as a human race, weren't we always, wasn't there always somebody waking us up to shit? I mean, think back to like the 80s and 90s with like comedians.
Not really. I do believe that the woke movement was a movement, because even stuff now, back then, it was still kind of not fully dispersed to the public information.
But I guess what I'm saying is there was an exposure to it. Like before you had comedians, you had actors, you had writers that were like talking about shit. Yeah, but putting it out there.
Yeah, I mean, but you got, I mean, perfect example is, like I said, with the Confederacy. Like people knew about the information back in the 80s, 90s and all that about the Confederacy. And yet it took what, over 30 years or 40 years for those Confederate statues to finally come down because people got woke. And that was because of their movement. That was because of the movement. People started waking up like, holy shit. Like, we got fucking people that, you know, fought to keep people enslaved, you know, and died to try to keep people enslaved as monuments to this nation.
Right.
And we passed by it every day. They were passing by every day. And then somebody just woke up. What?
Because it's history.
6 years ago, and they were you know what? This shit has to go.
Right.
Because what? How would it look if they had statues of Hitler and Mussolini? You know.
Right. That's history too, but we don't put monuments of them.
Right. You don't get monuments.
We put it in a museum.
Right.
You know, it belongs in a museum. You know.
Right. I mean, they keep the concentration camps up just as a reminder that, you know, It happened during the modern era, and it could possibly happen again.
Because for a long time, for decades, they didn't even talk about it.
No.
You know?
No.
I mean, I guess that's my thing. There's always one level of quote-unquote wokeness every couple of years. Maybe we're seeing more and more of it now because of social media and, like, the more we have more access to it.
Yeah, the information is out there now.
But the older we get, like you and I, we've joked about this, you and I, at some point, if not already, are already going to get to a point where, god damn, now we can't say anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we always get, though, I think the older we get, who was it, Patton Oswalt that said that? I think he said, the older you get, there's always something that's going to be more woke than you, no matter how, how cutting edge you think you are, or how liberal, or how.
But we know now, you know, because we're coming up in it. But like I said, to go back on your relative, like, I can't really blame him, because nobody told him to wake up and be conscious about addressing.
I still
a person's pronoun.
I think that's fair, but I still think,
and it's too late now.
I still think it's narrow-sighted to say it's never been worse. When you have to, because you have to look at our strides not only in advancements in healthcare, advancements in technology, but also just like advancements in social rights. And I know that there's still fucking injustices out there, but if, to say it's never been worse, I feel like that's like you're almost like shutting off any positive advancement that we've had within the last, you know what I'm saying, 20, 30 years, regardless of somebody wearing a dress on TV. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because guess what? There were people wearing dresses in the 30s and 40s too. You just didn't see it all the time.
Didn't need to see it.
Didn't
need to see it.
That's
so he's right. He's right. Well, it's gotten worse. You know? Should have kept that shit in the back out. In the narrows.
Cops don't go to the narrows. So
cops don't go to the narrows.
That's right. That's right. We bring it back to Batman kind of stuff.
You know? Speaking of which, when are those Nolans coming to theaters?
Sometime this month. But only like showcase theaters.
Oh, okay.
Which I've never, I don't know. But I was mildly intrigued. I think Fandango's playing limited theaters across the country through Fandango. You can get tickets for just The Dark Knight, but not the whole trilogy.
Ah.
Yeah. Showcase Cinemas is doing the whole trilogy on Batman Day. I don't know how September 16th got pegged as Batman Day when March, I think it's sometime in March, is the actual like anniversary of Batman.
Hmm.
But somehow September 16th got dubbed Batman Day. I don't know.
Well,
but that's when they're doing it. Yeah. And I was actually like, you know what? I could actually go see, like, I would probably go back if they were showing all three and I had the time, which I don't, I would probably do that.
Mm-hmm.
Take a whole day and just make it a known trilogy day.
Mm.
I feel like if I did that now at my age, though, my limbs would have atrophy and I wouldn't be able to peel. You wouldn't be able to peel me out. I mean, those
when
are
was
long
the last
movies.
Time you did a back to back movie day.
It's been a theater. It's been a long fucking time. Because I remember I almost did it for like the Avengers one. They were doing like a massive one. I couldn't do that. I think the longest time I did in any movie theater experience was that Death Proof and Planet Terror. But they had an intermission.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like a back-to-back, like leaving one movie and then going into another one?
And then going into another.
I haven't done that since my 20s.
Hmm.
You?
I can't remember. I've done it recently.
On a whim or like you planned it?
On a whim. I was just like, fuck, I want to see this shit too, but I can't remember what it was.
Now, did you go out and buy another ticket or did you just do the...
I went in and bought another ticket.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I knew people that would do that too. They just go in, they watch one movie, high school, and then they leave.
Yeah.
Nobody's tracking.
Yeah, I think I went and bought another ticket, but I can't remember what it was.
It wasn't Mortal Kombat, huh?
No, it wasn't that far back. I think it was like during that prime Marvel time.
Mm.
But it was fun. I could do that today. I could do that today.
Could you do that today?
I can do this today because I wanted to do like Blue Beetle and then go see the Ninja Turtles right after that.
I do kind of want to see that Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, I keep hearing good things about it.
My friend shared a little something with me on the new indie. So I watched that. Thank you, Boofer81, for the hookup. I tried to watch the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't finish it.
Oh, no.
And it's not like, I don't think it's
a hard watch. A hard watch?
I don't think it's bad. I just, honestly, like, I'm taken out a little bit by it. Because I know he's old and he sounds old, but then the motion capture, he's young. And the CG looks great. We've come a long way. But I don't know. It takes me out of it. Have you heard? He looks.
I was tempted to rent it the other day, but I'm not sure. I want to wait till I hit that plus.
It's 2.5 hours long. I might wait. I don't know. And every time I try to watch it, it's late at night. I'm in the bed.
Oh, so you just don't have time to dedicate to it. So it's not the watching it part.
It might be a mix of both.
Oh, okay.
You know, because I was interested. It starts off, and I'm like, oh, okay, Nazis.
Right.
You know, a train. Okay. Nazis in a train, you know? And it is very indie, like the style, the format, the action so far is very indie, you know? But yeah, I just got, I haven't sunk my teeth all the way into it yet.
Like, I just feel like these last two that sprung off from Indiana Jones, I feel like they're just sequels to Last Crusade. Like, it's hard for him to get back to Temple of Doom and Raiders, that type of feeling. So each one, it just feels like a sequel to Last Crusade.
Kind of like that Ahsoka feels like a sequel to Rebels.
It's not a sequel to Rebels.
You don't like it, do you?
I don't like Rosario. I'm sorry.
What is it about her?
It's not Ahsoka. It's not Ahsoka. Showed up, but that's not Ahsoka from, you know, Clone Wars.
Is it fair to say that, because I've heard other people say this too, is it fair to say that this is the older version of her and that's why she's not as spunky?
If it is, then she's a whole master at this point, but she's not a whole master.
She's not?
No.
I thought she became a master. I think isn't that the idea that she's a master now?
I don't think she ever became a master. I think she's just one, like, elder knight. That's all it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think her
she's
acting...
She's still not a Jedi, you know?
Not a full Jedi.
No, she's not a Jedi. Yeah.
Trained in the ways of the Jedi.
Trained in the ways of the Force, but she's not a Jedi.
Well, now everybody has the Force, apparently.
Yeah, everybody can get it, but everybody can be a Jedi.
Okay. See, this is good. All right, so you think her acting's a little stiff, or you don't like
it's
her in
stiff.
The
world? It's yeah. stiff.
I don't bump into that.
So you've seen Clone Wars, and you've seen Rebels, and you see how Ahsoka is. It's a little bit more personality there.
There is, but I guess I just chalked that up to her being younger in those series.
Well, younger, but that last season,
She went through it.
You could see what, you know, Ahsoka, and then a lot of folks, like Ahsoka sprung up from the Clone War, so people had to grow to like her, and she became a fucking fan favorite.
And people are saying now, like, oh, it's just, she's just phoning it in. She's just.
That's it. Yeah.
Throwing some dialogue.
I don't get it. Like, and this last episode, oh my God, it was pointless.
You didn't like seeing her in space.
I didn't like seeing shit about that episode. That whole episode was a waste.
You didn't like seeing her fluff jump around the wing with
lightsabers? The best part of that episode was seeing our old boy at the end. That's it.
Hold up. Nothing does. Hold on. Hold on.
You're telling me.
So hold on.
You enjoyed part three.
I'm just saying. I really liked seeing her in space on the wing of that ship with those lightsabers. That doesn't do anything for you?
Dude.
When
Leia fell out in space and she damn near froze it, and then she force pulled her ass all the way back to that ship. That's awesome.
And that was like some Mary Poppins shit.
Yeah, but that was awesome.
It was okay. I really like.
She didn't have no suit.
I like that she was in space with lightsabers, fending off a fucking spaceship. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, but there was no drama to that. It wasn't like she went out and did, you know, some badass shit. She just went out there.
There's a little bit of drama.
Compare that to when Mark Hamill showed up in Mandalorian. Then.
No, I mean, that's you can't. Drama. I mean, you're not going to get that.
Okay, then.
Not in episode three. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
But if
you're going to do some epic shit, that's epic shit then. That's epic level shit. When you come in like Luke Skywalker did in Mandalorian, that's
they
epic.
They always save that for the end. You know that. They save those one, two punches.
What did you save in at the end? There's nobody here.
Although that first season of Mandalorian, I think every episode hit. And I think that second season, even a lot of episodes were hitting because they always had, all right, we're on this planet. Now we got to get this thing and go to this thing. I don't know if there's a lot of that in this.
There's no more of that now because they even got away from the Jedi shit. That's where you fall off.
But I'm very intrigued by Baylan and his apprentice. I want to know more.
That was the best part of episode three.
Yeah.
I just like him.
Yeah, I like him too.
That's how a dark Jedi is supposed to look.
But we don't know if he's even a Sith or not. Like, we just know he's a dark Jedi.
He's a dark Jedi.
Neither Sith nor Jedi.
Neither Sith, yeah. You gotta have those Sith eyes.
So there is a faction of dark Jedis.
Right, there is dark Jedi.
You think he'll still be good somehow at the end of the show?
It looks like he's about to turn. Yeah.
He's got a little something going on, right?
Yeah, it looks like he'll fight on the side of good one last time. Yeah. But his apprentice, no, she's full on dark.
She's a nasty bitch, right?
Yeah, she pulls from the dark side.
When I say nasty bitch, she's a very attractive woman. But you know what I mean when I say nasty bitch.
You think she's more attractive than Sabine? I like that Sabine.
I love that Sabine. I'm saying this one's nasty. Sabine, you take home to mom.
What is it about that apprentice then? What is it about that apprentice?
I'm just saying you don't take that one home to mom and dad. Sabine, you take home to mom and dad.
She's naughty.
There he is. Welcome back to the show. I was just trying to get your. Your
she's
vibe on
not,
that.
She's a she's, naughty she's force a wielder.
Naughty, naughty girl.
Naughty force wielder.
I mean, doesn't she have that look?
She got the look, but it's all, I don't know.
She's gonna sneak a finger in the.
Sabine takes my breath away.
She is very, very nice.
I like that look. Mm-hmm. I think all Jedi should look like that. All female Jedi should look
like that. Mm. You like a that short
Asian,
hair?
A little Asian.
We love the little Asian, yeah.
I like that.
I like a little mix. Yeah, it's good. How about that Hera though? I like that dump truck on that Hera.
What?
Hera's dump truck in this show. Mm.
I never can catch it.
There's a couple good shots in that first second episode.
Isn't that Huntress?
That is Huntress. Great eyes. Yeah,
that is her.
That is Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Okay,
married to our boy Obi-Wan in real life.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it comes full circle. It also comes full circle because those two broads, Rosario and Mary Elizabeth Winstead, were in. They were in Death Proof together.
They were.
You know, so that's kind of neat. But yes, so it's not doing anything for you. Okay.
Not the third episode.
You'll keep watching.
Once you bring in that Anakin, you got action.
Well, we knew you were going to go there.
Once you bring in a Skywalker, you got action.
So is TV getting better and better, or is TV still like, because I feel like movies, it hasn't been, it's been kind of
Marvel Disney is getting worse and worse. And DC. Yeah. It's getting worse and worse.
Regular stuff is coming back.
Right.
Marvel is on a down.
The creator is coming.
The creator is coming in his pants. Yep.
Right. Strange New Worlds, Picard, those shows like that, they're holding me up.
Yeah.
This Marvel and Disney run and DC it's the time of it's over with. It's done.
I mean, they're not done anytime soon. They got the Marvels coming out in November.
Yeah.
You don't care, huh?
I don't care.
You don't care. I saw the newest trailer. I'm going to see it.
Okay.
I'm probably going to take my mom too.
All right.
You know, I'll make a trip down to Virginia just to take her to the.
Oh, that's nice. Only thing that's going to happen now is we have to see what Mahershala does with Blade. That's it.
So you don't even care about Loki in October?
What's going to happen?
I don't know.
I don't know where we're going.
He's hopping all over time. Oh, that's awesome.
But where are we going? Where are we going?
It's probably going to lead into the Kang shit, back to Secret Wars.
Okay, so back to Secret Wars. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to build that up.
All right.
Come on. That was that first season. I watched that first season twice. I'm not excited. No. Man.
It's lost it. Like dude, they played Avengers and Iron Man 3 on FX last night, and I was locked in like it was 12 years ago today. It
was the writing. It was the writing. The writing was just there.
And something happened after COVID.
Because even if you didn't know where everything was going, which we didn't, you could see the bread trail a little bit. And also, the writing was just better. I think the writing, like that Secret Invasion, the writing was not good, not towards the end. At first, you're like, oh, okay, I see where this is. Okay. But nothing. And there's still so many.
Because you talk about it. Because what's going to happen with Hawkeye then? Are we going to come back to that? Do you even know what happened in Hawkeye?
I just remember the ending pissed me off.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for Moon Knight?
I'm ready to see him again. That ending?
Like an ex-girlfriend. Yeah, I'm ready to confront him.
I'm ready to see him again.
Fuck it.
There were some really good moments in Moon Knight. I liked it. Overall, I liked it. I just don't know if the show format is working for all these characters.
You're a geek and you're a fan of Marvel.
I'm a huge Marvel fan.
You're hoping for the best.
Yeah.
The only good thing that's going to happen now is hopefully they don't fuck up X-Men 97.
I don't think they will. That formula is pretty hard to break.
Right.
Because, I mean, unless they just go far left.
And if they wake it up.
If they wake it up.
which I think they're going to wake it up. They're gonna put some woke stuff.
You think they're waking up? Do you think they're waking up these phases? Is that a problem?
A lot of stuff is being waking up, and you know, come on.
I don't mind all of that. I don't, honestly. Because even the She-Hulk series got critique from that same bullshit, and I've ranted about this time and time again. That's what the comic was. The comic was that way before there was that. You know what I mean? That's what it always was, and. You know, that Daredevil doing that walk of shame the next morning after they got it on. I mean, that was the comic. You know, I appreciate a lot. Plus, another thing that I guess I'm always defending on their turf, even though they don't need my defense because they're making plenty of money without me. I think they're always trying new shit. It's not like they're doing the same thing. Like these shows are all like that. Everything from WandaVision to Loki, they're all kind of swinging for different fences. You know what I mean? I haven't seen something. I mean, I'll admit, I think their schedule is honestly what's hurting them the most. I think they should have put Secret Invasion out right after Captain Marvel. I think the Eternals thing should have probably waited quite a while before they even threw that shit out there. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, the Blade, people are ready for kind of a Marvel Knights thing. People are ready for dark, violent Marvel shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we've had the light and fluffy.
It's time to get dark. It's time to get dark.
And DC's the only one that wants to get dark. And not even.
And they need to lighten up.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, that Blue Beetle was pretty light, though, you said.
It was light and it was good. But now, I do realize now, if it's not about fucking Batman, Wonder Woman, or Superman, nothing else can exist. And that's sad to say.
That is sad to say.
That's sad to say at this point now.
Because
it's not about the Trinity, then it's not going to work.
It didn't do well.
Right.
It's been... I mean,
it's not a bad movie. It's not a bad movie at all.
I've heard it's not a bad movie, and I believe you.
But if it doesn't have Batman, Superman, or Wonder Woman, it's not going
to
make it.
But we've still come a long way. This goes back to my relatives thing. We've come a long way in these movies, though. I mean, think back to that first 1990s Captain America, and then think... And then look at Winter Soldier. I mean, we've come a long way, you know?
But still, though, like, if you have the formula to make a Winter Soldier and a Ragnarok, how did it get turned into Love and Thunder and Ms. Marvel? What happened in between that phase, you know?
You changed directors and you changed writers.
Right. Don't change the template.
But also, and I'll counteract this, I think the comics are different, right? Those comics were wildly different. A Winter Soldier comic storyline is going to be wildly different from a Ms. Marvel storyline. The readers are going to be a little different.
I've seen some real, some mind-blowing shit with some Ms. Marvel stuff in the comic.
Sure. But it's not going to be on that same level as, like, a Winter Soldier. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Maybe now it will be because she's finally in space. Mm-hmm. Which is cool. I think that's going to be neat. You know, take me to space. I can go to space.
You like this space.
I like being in space. Look, I never
like space.
I never stop getting blown away by the space shit. Yeah. I mean, even in Ahsoka, when she's on that abandoned planet looking for that star map and she fights those droids, I was fucking locked in. That doesn't do anything for you?
The movements were stiff. Like, and that's Rosario just being old at this point. Too old to complete the train. I feel like we could have got a younger version, a younger actor to play Ahsoka. Yeah, I think Rosario is just a little old for this role.
I think she's still fine.
No, she's still fine. But I think the seasoning on Rosario is a little much for the role of Ahsoka. I think that's what it is.
Too much seasoning.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, yes, a little too much seasoning, because that's what Rosario is. She's a seasoned actress. Whereas I think you need just a fresh face.
Fresh face.
Yeah. But somebody that's been in the game for a minute to, you know. Like, the actress that's playing Ren, she could have been Ahsoka, basically.
The actress that's playing Ren?
Right. Which I mean, Ren? Sabine Wren. Yes.
Sabine, okay.
That's playing Sabine.
She could have, like, okay, younger.
She could be Ahsoka, really. Okay. That's kind of who I would put in that role instead of an older Rosario Dawson.
Damn. Well, What about a Gal Gadot?
Not a Gal Gadot, because that's because the Gal Gadot is what? Even when she's not Wonder Woman, she's kind of regal.
I know. I tried watching that Heart of Stone bullshit, and it was like I couldn't finish it. She was just very. Sometimes Gal Gadot, some actors are just acting, and you see them, and you don't see anything outside of that.
No, I always know it's Rosario Dawson.
Really? I mean, it's always
Rosario Dawson.
I mean, I know it's her too, but I'm saying like she's in the role. Like even in Sin City, she was in that fucking role.
Yeah, but it was Rosario Dawson in there. Mm.
Just playing Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Mm. So she just puts on makeup, changes her outfit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always Rosario,
and she puts her all into it, but it's still Rosario Dawson. It doesn't make me feel like it's the character.
It does make me feel a little excited when I see those set photos, those behind the scenes set photos from her trailer when she was sending nudes of herself to somebody, and somehow the internet got a hold of them. Thank God for Reddit.
Mm.
Mm. Okay, so explain to me what Five Nights at Freddy's is. Five Nights at Freddy's.
Never heard of it.
No, I've never heard of it either. I thought you were like a game guy, so I thought you'd know.
Mm.
Twisted Metal?
Twisted Metal, yeah, I played that. I haven't watched it yet. I gotta upgrade that Peacock subscription one time.
Okay.
Heard it's funny.
What about that One Piece live action?
I haven't gotten to it. You know, I've been stuck in the Delta Quadrant.
I can't believe you of all people, because you're all about the One Piece.
I am.
You're not hyped on the live action.
I saw the good reviews, but I'm telling you, I'm not leaving this Delta Quadrant until I finish. Until I finish all of Star Trek Voyager, I set out on this mission, and I'm gonna finish it. Goddamn!
Tell the kamikazes where you are in the Voyager train.
I'm on season 6, episode 8 right now.
Damn! I just talked to you last week. You were on season 4.
I'm going through it, and I'm watching each and every fucking episode. I'm not falling asleep on these episodes. I'm watching it. These damn shows.
So where are we now? Give me a little synopsis.
Like, we're getting closer to home.
Mm.
The premise of Voyager was good. They get shot off, you know, what, 50,000 light years away from, you know, regular space where all the Federation is. So they're slowly traveling back to the Alpha Quadrant where, you know, everybody is.
So
they go through adventures. They see new aliens.
Wow. So they're completely off the beaten path.
They're off the beaten path, you know, where the Borg live.
But wasn't that always Star Trek's thing, is to boldly go where no one's gone before?
In the Alpha Quadrant. Nobody ever set foot in that Delta Quadrant. Because the Delta Quadrant, if you know your next gen stuff, is where Q shot Picard and his team off, and they met the Borg for the first time. They weren't supposed to meet the Borg at first, at that moment.
So the Borg just resides in Delta Quadrant.
In the Delta Quadrant.
And the Borg knows not to come into Alpha Quadrant.
They've been traveling towards the Alpha Quadrant.
Mm.
Yeah, but they've been around.
But they met in First Contact.
They met in First Contact, the movie.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I got to go back through some of that shit. That does sound very interesting.
Yeah, everything ties together.
And it lands on her shoulders, her shoulder being Captain Muldoon.
Yeah.
Catherine
Janeway.
Oh, the actor's name is Kate Muldoon.
Yeah, Kate Muldoon.
Okay.
And what a captain that Janeway.
What a captain.
Yeah. She's my second favorite captain now.
My mom and my sister would watch that show religiously. My mom's a huge Trekkie. Yeah. And I would walk into the room, you know, my long hair, you know, I was like all moody, you know, what is this bullshit? Mm-hmm. Fucking walk out of it.
Bruce Wayne, huh, from Batman.
Mm-hmm. But I was more of a Pattinson Bruce Wayne back then. That's why Pattinson I don't like Bruce. Him. That's why I don't like him. I just see my old emo self. I'm like, oh, God. Why are you being so mean to Alfred?
Mm.
Fuck you, Dad. Oh. Yeah, horrible.
Star Trek Day is this weekend.
I heard. Yeah.
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 Star Trek Day. So shout out to all those Trekkies.
Shout out to all those Trekkies and all those.
Don't meet too many first gen Trekkies no more. I think they're kind of phasing out.
I see.
I'm a next gen Trekkie all through and through.
Most of the people I talk to are next gen people.
Yeah.
Card
is all will always be my captain.
I'll always be a Kirk myself, but that's me.
But you never knew him. You never knew Kirk.
Sure, I did.
You went on those movie adventures, but you never went through.
No, I burned through that when they, especially when both seasons were on Netflix. I burned through that almost every night like a lullaby, and I just like you. When I'd fall asleep, I'd wake up in a stupor in the middle of an episode, not know what's going on, rewind it and watch from the beginning. Because I grew up on this show in syndication. My mom loved those originals. And then, of course, I watched all the original movies, saw Star Trek VI in the theater with my mom, Undiscovered Country. And, you know, I got to say, that's why he's always been my guy. You know, Next Gen, I remember seeing bits and pieces in some of the movies. So I liked some of that, liked some of the cast. But yeah, after that, I just completely checked out. You know?
Oh, man.
So But the way you're hyping this up to me, and you've been on this run, literally, folks, as we talk on the regular, okay? Me and the Monomoto, we speak regularly. And he's telling me about this Voyager, and I'm thinking, where the hell do I sign up? But I don't want to go all the way through just to get the fucking... Because
it
wasn't
a pain. It's usually a pain when you go through a first season. That first season was not a pain.
Is it short?
It's short.
Because so aren't the
15 episodes, and then after that, they got like 26 episodes.
I was going to say, every season's like fucking 26.
Yeah.
Are there any fillers I can skip? Can you break it down? Or you got to see every one?
You don't have to see every one, but if you get involved in a conversation with a Trekkie, then it'll be nice to just, you know, yeah, I went through that.
Because that's why the first Star Trek show was so good, because you didn't have to watch every single one. Everything was very separate. And it was just like every episode was a new weekly baddie and a new weekly planet. But then I think in Next Gen, they started doing more of an overarching story arc.
Right.
That connected more episodes.
Because once they hit that peak with Locutus, I think that's when Next Gen knew they had folks by the balls.
And you're not talking about La Quinta Hotel franchise.
No, I'm talking about Locutus of Borg.
Oh, Q.
I'm talking about that Picard Borg.
Mm.
And the way they hype him up on Voyager.
Who was the main chick that became the... she was in the movie, too. But she was like the Borg queen.
Mm-hmm.
That actress is always amazing.
I think she just passed away maybe last year. Because I know they did a tribute for her on Picard.
Really?
Yeah.
Alice Krieg, I think?
I think so.
Damn. And that Picard show's good.
Oh, man. Hella good.
Really?
Because they just... I don't know. It just gives you all those good feels when you see that crew finally come back together.
Oh, Alice Krieg's still very much alive, by the way. She's 69 years old.
So someone passed that played the Borg Queen on Picard during season 2.
Mm.
So I thought that was her from the movie.
No, I'm talking about because she was in that movie Sleepers too, where there are cat people and like her and the son are fucking, you know, because they're cats.
No,
I guess. I don't know. My cat's cat people fuck.
Who is this? Who is this body? Who is this body you have behind you?
Oh, that's Tracy Lords. Yeah.
Oh, Tracy Lords.
That's Tracy Lords.
Oh, you still with that? From that blade, huh?
I went down a little rabbit hole recently, and you know.
Oh wow.
She's got quite a few adult numbers that you can find on the interwebs. I like a lot of those. Can we talk about this for a second? I really like a lot of those older porns because there was story in them.
Yeah.
And I really do honestly believe this. People can roll their eyes at me all they want, but I really do believe that the porn stars back then, most of them could actually act, and they were like actually like carrying on the story.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you watch some of these old cougars and these older, like newer movies, like they're still semi, they're able to improvise lines. They're able, because I think a lot of these women, they went out to Hollywood. They tried to become successful actresses. They couldn't. So they went to the adult business.
And that Julia Bond, she just flourishes, don't it?
I mean, a lot of those old, like you get that Honey Wilder on there. You get me some Honey Wilder, man. She's an Oscar winning actress in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Even the softcore princesses like Shannon Tweed, those were real actresses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tracy Lords is no exception to the rule. I feel like you watch some of her old movies, even the ones where she may have been underage, and she's killing it. You know what I mean? And yeah, so that's all I had to say about that. Email us at comiccons@gmail.com. Many of you guys out there listening to this show, if you're still listening, you know, just give us a shout out of your favorite best adult actors, best adult film actors or actresses. Best
adult film actor.
Because I gotta say, Evan Stone, he's a hell of an actor too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got a huge wing and long hair, but he actually acts in the movies. He was in that Pirates of the Caribbean parody. He was actually pretty good.
Have I seen the Pirates of the Caribbean?
It's pretty good. I'm pretty sure it's just called Pirates. or Caribbean
as pirates. No, that's a different one.
It's not as explicit as you would think of. He was in a Batman parody too. I think it was Batman Triple X.
Oh,
or something.
A play off the Dark Knight Batman, or
maybe no, it was like it was actually more of an Adam West parody.
Ah, okay.
And everybody was schlobbing knobs. Yeah, good times. I like a good parody. How about you?
No, I don't enjoy the parodies. Like
you don't enjoy them, huh?
No,
but you used to. That's the difference.
I used to. Yeah. I did. Because I did like that Good Times parody. That was
Good Times parody was great. I love that Golden. I love that Golden Girls one too. That one's good.
That was a good one.
That Nina Lex Hartley. Mm.
That Lex Steel.
That Lex Steel comes out. Oh God, he's got a huge guy.
Yeah, and that Charlie Mack. Yeah, good actors. He was JJ. Mm. I remember that.
Yeah, Dynamite.
He had the curved cock. He always got the curved. Always never get those guys with the curved cock. I'm like, how does that happen?
How does that happen? A penis extension? Curved cock,
and it straightens out.
I think
it goes in. Once it goes in the cunt, how does that work? Is it cartilage down there? I don't know.
Here we go. Is there cartilage down there? Yeah. Isn't it from the extensions? Don't they get like their guys extended? Because you can see the line if you look closely. Pit paws. You can look closely. There's like a line on their guy, and it's like probably like a 1-inch thick line. And that's
so where do they get that skin from then?
It's surgically grafted from extra skin on their body.
Surgically grafted.
Mm-hmm.
But they said you refusing skin grafts.
Refusing skin grafts.
Refusing skin grafts. Why should I hide? Why? Skin grafts, huh?
Mm-hmm. Just like Darkman.
Hmm.
But he hated the pain.
So you're saying Darkman had skin grafts on his cock?
Absolutely. He just couldn't get the rest of his body covered. That's where he drew most of his strength. All right. Let's
absolutely.
Let's close this out with some news, okay? Huh. At Tark 89 wants us to talk about
I've heard in my life.
At Tark 89 wanted us to talk about Five Nights at Freddy's, but you don't know what that is, neither do I. So sorry. I guess we should do some more research next time. But also a proper Barbenheimer movie is coming from legendary trash maestro Charles Band, the producer of franchises like Puppet Master and Ginger Dead Man. Mm. He's actually making a Barbenheimer movie about dolls that build an atomic bomb.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Depends on what doll is building it on. If there's a Cabbage Patch Oppenheimer, I'm there for it.
I'm there for it.
How cute would that be?
Oh, it would be great.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
And of course, our mutual friend, Ed Meet J. Clark, shared the Ferrari trailer by famed director Michael Mann. Did you get a chance?
With Adam Driver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't catch the whole trailer, but I know about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen with that. Like, what is the difference between that and what Jason Bourne and Bruce Wayne did like, a couple years ago?
I guess this is about actual Mr. Ferrari himself.
Ah, okay.
Versus the guys who went
Ford
versus, right.
Or V Ferrari.
Yeah. Right.
No.
Okay. Have you seen this trailer? This is actually what I wanted to talk to you about. This, our boy Aaron Eckhart, who we know as Harvey Dent, Harvey. He's in this trailer for a movie called Muzzle. Have you seen this shit?
No, no, I haven't seen it.
It just came out. It just dropped. This cop, played by Aaron Eckhart, he's on patrol with his dog, his canine. His canine gets killed in action. So he gets a new canine, but this canine has titanium teeth.
Mm.
And hilarity ensues.
It's a comedy.
It's not a comedy. It's a drama. Whatever happened to the good old buddy dog cop movies of, you know, Canine with Jim Belushi and fucking Turner and Hooch?
I don't know what happened.
Like, what happened to that shit? That formula is not dead.
I mean, it's still there. That's right. What's the name did a dog movie?
Didn't
not too long ago. The Flash did a dog movie.
Who? Grant
Barry
Gustin?
Allen. Yeah.
He did a dog movie?
He did a dog movie. Was it last year or this year?
I thought it was this year. I know Channing Tatum did one, right?
And Channing Tatum. So it, yeah. I think the dogs went from law enforcement to military service.
People love dogs.
Yeah.
They love them.
Right.
Can't get enough of them.
Can't get enough of them.
Some people think dogs are more important than humans.
Mm-hmm. I saw a dog today being pushed in a stroller.
Right. A little dog, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how old the dog was, but he was being pushed in a nice ass stroller.
So we couldn't take our dog with us to our new house, and that rubbed some folks the wrong way.
No.
Yeah, we left her with Jen's parents, so she's fine.
Okay.
I tried to explain.
What you about to say?
We threw her in the trash can.
What you about to say?
We left her.
We finally put her down.
No. They have a zero tolerance policy on dogs. I tried to explain to the landlord that this dog
isn't. You know about that at first.
Well, we did and we didn't. It was one of those things where I was like, I thought I could try to get around it by showing her the dog. The dog is hypoallergenic, after all. And that dog, you know the dog we had. She's not even a dog. She's like a throw pillow. She sleeps like 12 hours a day. You know, she's like 100 years old, but missing teeth, can't see, can't hear, can barely smell, you know. But she wasn't budging. The landlord wasn't budging. She was like, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
So he left her with her folk, the Jen's folks.
Oh.
Which is fine. They have two other little dogs. They have backyard for her to roam around.
Yeah, but you have no dog now.
We have no dog. Best dog movie?
Best dog movie. Okay.
Best dog movie? Go ahead.
Before you call it, best dog movie. Wait a minute. You might have something there. Hold on.
Because I still got to go back to that Canine with Jim Belushi, but you can't
best
fuck with a
dog movie.
But you can't fuck with a Turner and Hooch. I think the best, I mean, because Hooch is a pretty big part of that story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't sleep on that Oliver and Company.
Oh, we're going animated.
That Billy Joel.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, why should I worry? Oh, why should I care?
There he is. What about that Five O Goes West? There were some dogs up in there, right?
Yeah, Five O Goes West.
Oh, all dogs have go to heaven.
Have you ever seen Super Pets? Have you seen that?
I don't think I did.
No, I haven't touched it either.
No.
Because it had The Rock in it.
The Rock. Yeah, who cares? Yeah. Yeah. What is it about that Rock that just turns off?
He's just not a good actor.
Like Rosario, apparently.
Rosario is a good actress. She's not a good Ahsoka.
Oh.
How about that? She's not a good Ahsoka. She's the wrong person for Ahsoka.
Right.
Yeah.
She's not the one that we, but maybe she's the one that we needed right now, but not the one we deserved.
No, she's not the one we deserve or need right now. We need somebody else. Yeah, we need somebody else.
We need somebody else. Okay. All right.
I mean, if I were to recast an Ahsoka, give me, with that personality, give me old girl from, give me Hawkeye's assistant. What's her name?
Oh, Haley.
Give me that Haley.
Haley is Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But throw her in a miniskirt and take her out of those robes.
Yeah.
Okay, with heels and
fishnets. You like that, huh? Haley.
She's got legs for days.
Mm.
What about a Zendaya? She could be a...
Not too thin.
No? You don't like that.
Yeah, I don't want Zendaya. No. I don't want Zendaya and nothing else.
No. What about that Sydney?
I don't want it that dirty.
Okay. That dirty. Okay, all right.
You got me with the dog movie. I have to think about that then.
You do have to think about it.
Right. There are a lot of dog movies.
I still think Turner and Hooch wins the day at the end of any day. I mean, you get the tears, you get the laughs, you get the action.
I mean, but I can come with Milo and Otis.
It's going for a walk outside. That
Milo and Otis.
Today. Going for a walk outside today.
And let me tell you this. I dare not watch that Benji.
Mm.
You'll never catch me watching that Benji.
Because you'll cry. Because you'll cry. You will cry.
God damn it. When that dog try to fucking, he try to save those fucking leopard shits. That shit tears me up.
I cried during.
I can't watch Benji.
I would rather
watch all Paranormal Activities in one shot at 3 a.m. in the morning than to watch Benji.
Fair enough.
I can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. If you're looking to cry, if you're looking to cry, you throw on that Benji Hunted. Is it Unhunted? What was it? Unbound?
I never saw it.
That's a dog.
I never saw it. Or maybe I did see it. There was a few TV movies back in the 80s.
Yeah, it was a TV movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alexa's talking now. Thanks for
Did knowing. You say Alexa or did you say Alexis? Because that's somebody new in your house.
No, I. You know, it's funny. One time I did yell at Alexa because she wasn't responding, but I was yelling Alexis. Yeah. My wife was looking at me like, what the fuck? And it's because I worked with an Alexis. So I was like, Alexis. It was in my mind like the dementia already setting in. Alexis! Alexis! She's like, who's Alexis? I was like, oh, yeah. That's just some girl with a Brazilian butt lift in my office. And that's the show, kids. I'll probably have to do some trimming on that segment because I know there's folks out there that, ooh, man.
Woof.
Woof. Meow. That was the hawk from Manimal.
Oh.
I'll just insert it. Listen, kids, if there's anything we said on the show that made you ponder your own existence or made you just want to fucking murder us or come after us with the torches and the pitchforks, just remember at the end of the day.
Just because we killed your chihuahua.
Just because we killed. At the end of the day, it's just fiction. Don't take it seriously, okay? Please, for the love of God, don't take it seriously. And I believe next time you and I talk, I think we're going to do some showdown in Little Tokyo.
We hate dogs.
Yeah. Yep.